The God who made you made all of us. It takes all kinds. So stick around and join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Yes!
Where the music touches the soul and friends are gathered to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
All right.
We have Lauren Talley in the house.
Yes!
There's Buddy Green. Gordon Motes.
I'm here.
Hey! Tori Tapp. And, of course, Bill Gaither. Hey.
Hey, it's going to be good.
Let's get the whole thing going with the homecoming game, Bill.
The Savior left his sweet home above, came to redeem by love, wonderful heavenly dove. Just think how he loved us, dying upon the cross, bearing the pain and loss. What a great Savior is he, our great and master Savior. Sing, sing his praises, his praise, sing his praises,
and
bow before him. Magnify his name. Let the whole world
his love proclaim
forever
and forever.
Praise him with joy,
my people. Sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
his name,
and his great name.
Let's
name adore. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him,
King
forever, his great name adore, praising him more and more for the cross that he bore.
How
just think how he loved us, willing to die alone for our sins to atone. What a great Savior is he,
our great and master Savior. Sing,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
and
bow before him,
his name,
magnify his name.
Let all,
let the whole world,
the world,
let the whole world
his love proclaim
forever
and forever.
Praise him with joy,
my people. Sing his praises, sing his praises,
sing
his praises,
and his
great name, the Lord.
Crown
him, crown him,
crown
him,
crown
him,
King
forever,
evermore.
Sing his praises, sing his praises,
bow
before him,
his name,
magnify his name.
Praises his name.
We're having a great time here at Homecoming Radio.
Yes, we are. We absolutely are.
Featuring the Homecoming Friends.
All right. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
At the completion of the Golden Gate, the angels did not celebrate.
And when the right boys flew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, no, the angels did not dance around.
And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand.
It's gotta be a special thing to make those angels sing.
Now when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow old Gabriel's horn.
There's only one
something that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Yes, yes.
That's when the angels rejoice. That's when the angels rejoice.
Red Rocks in Colorado, the vocal band.
Here's our buddy Marshall Hall on Homecoming Radio.
Go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide, and kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more. Go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain. Sinner sorry and wrecked by the fall, cleanse your heart and soul in the fountain that flows for you and for me and for all. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree, on a beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed away. On a beautiful, scandalous night, hillside you will be delivered. At the foot of the cross justified, and your spirit restored by the river that pours from our blessed Savior's side. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree, on a beautiful, scandalous night, you and me owned by his blood and forever washed away, on a beautiful, scandalous night. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree, on a beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed away, on a beautiful, scandalous night. It was a beautiful, scandalous night.
Here now is Gloria Gaither.
Where could I go from your presence, Lord, is more than a rhetorical question these days. Where my journey has taken me has been something I could never have plotted or planned. No road club could have printed out maps for this trip, yet I never left the palm of your hand. Now more than ever, I am at rest in your sweet embrace. How can this be? Turbulent times should be unsettling. Strange territory should leave us feeling bewildered and disoriented. Yet here I am, somehow at rest in your presence. That is familiar, reassuring, peaceful. The psalmist must have learned this too. I can never be lost from your presence. If I go down to hell, your presence surrounds me like a safe harbor. If I fly through the heavens on wings of the morning, your sweet presence puts music to the words. You are the eye of the storm. You are the cleft in the rock. You are the whale at the bottom of the sea. I've never been here before, Lord, but I know where I am. I am with you.
At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree, on a beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by
scandalous night. It was a beautiful, scandalous night.
Thanks for being with us today. Now let's go outside of the studio to chat with a special homecoming guest. And here's a part of that now.
Sitting today with Kim Hopper, Sherry Easter, and Buddy Mullins. And Sherry is somewhere in the late 90s, probably early 2000s. And I don't know whose brainchild this was. You were still part of Jeff and Sherry Easter, of course. But there was something called Best of Friends that came out with you and Joyce Martin of the Martins and Karen Peck of New River. I want to know, like, where that idea, because here we're talking about friends and we're talking about mixing and matching and doing something a little bit different. Tell me about that process.
Well, even further back in 1988, I did a trio with Candy Hemphill Christmas and Tanya Goodman Sykes.
Awesome.
And thank you, Heirloom. And we did that album. And at the time, Candy nor Tanya were traveling, but Jeff and I were. And we had a full schedule. And Norman asked if I wanted to be a part of an album. He was putting together female trio.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'd love it. Sure. That sounds fun. Let's do it.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the sound of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart.
We did the album, and after that, Tanya and Candy were thinking, you know, we might ought to get on the road and do a few of these songs. Well, I mean, there was no room in my schedule. And so they ended up using Barbara Fairchild to do the harmonies. So the next two albums, the next one album, I believe, featured Barbara, and then the four of us did that. So it was long about that time setting us up for all of that. And so Phil Johnson came to me afterward and said, I'd like to do another female trio with you. And he mentioned, asked me who I would like to sing with. And it just so happened that the Martins and Karen were joining the label at that time.
Wow.
So it was kind of one of those things that just happens, but we know that God's been doing something.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we had a lot of fun doing that one. He actually had songs ahead of time,
yeah,
you know, that Kenna had written, said, I'm saving this for that project.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was kind of a neat thing that we put together. And the only frustration I ever felt is it's hard because you don't get to perform those.
True. Yeah, there's not really a tour built around that.
There's not really a tour built around it. So, you know, like the song If She Could was the ballad that I chose for that album. It's so incredible that I continued to do it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Just powerful.
She can't even remember if the old days were all that good. She'd tell you all about it if she could.
Best of Friends project featuring Karen Feck, Joyce Martin, and Sherry Easter.
It was a lot of fun. I love collaborations. Always have, because to me, every voice I sing with, we're kind of talking to each other. We have a communication. Like when Kim and the thing I remember with me and you is me and you and Dean would sing on one of those Gaither things every night.
Yes.
And so I would look over at them and they'd be looking at me and I would see what Kim is about to do before she does it.
Yeah.
And Dean's right there gluing, you know, so it was just really, it's the coolest form of communication without actually speaking.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You get the textures and the personalities, and if the blend can happen, man, you got some.
Well, and then there's that camaraderie and that intimacy that we feel just from one human to another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love it.
We drive home into the Lord. Crying home into the Lord. Oh, if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood. Lord, I am no stranger now. Lord, I am no stranger now. father and the son, and I ain't no stranger now. Crying holy unto the Lord, crying holy unto the Lord. Oh, if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood.
We're having a great time here on Homecoming Radio.
We're going to close out today with this good song called Child of God with Kim and all the Hoppers.
Child of God, do not be afraid. I love you.
Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little love to your life, and you are made unique by God.
You know, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media, Facebook. You can even leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
We'll see you next week. We've had a lot of fun.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.